Time now for Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Republic High School. We've got girls basketball action for you this evening. The West Plains Lady Zizzers taking on the Republic Lady Tigers, and this will be for the championship of the NICSA tournament. The pregame show brought to you by Owens Stewart Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. And the ball game tonight brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, OM Stew Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman, Toyota, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, the Zizzer's Own, Patty Ingalls, West Plains Roofing, and Mayfield Auto Repair, all of West Plains. Our boosters for the ball game tonight: Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer; Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains; Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman, West Plains and Thayer; Brown Furniture and Appliance; Knockout Tanning Salon; Coon Construction; Wonderland Preschool and Daycare; and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. It's the 17-1 West Plains Lady Zizzers taking on the Republic Lady Tigers, who are 10-5 on the season. We'll take a break on your OM Stewart Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show, and we'll come back in 2 minutes, and we'll talk some Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. Member FDIC.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to hirschfeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
When choosing an orthopedic surgeon, you can choose a physician with years of experience, the one with the best technique, or the surgeon with the best pair of hands. Or you can choose Thomas Knox and get all three. Dr. Knox has been practicing for over 30 years in the Mountain Home area and also has clinic days available in West Plains, and his skills are unsurpassed. When you're with Thomas Knox, you're in great hands. Learn more at knoxorthopedics.com.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Republic High School, the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. And first of all, let us start out by saying why we are so late getting on the air tonight. To start with, at the very beginning, we had a freshman game and a JV game. Well, we got ready to play the freshman game, and we had no officials. We had to wait on the officials. We had one official, and then finally the other one showed up, and we finally got started 15 minutes late. In that freshman contest, West Plains Lady Zizzers won that one 53-45. In the JV contest, it was a pretty good ball game. Down, actually, the score does not tell the tale of the ball game. Lady Zizzers got down 13-2 at the beginning of the ball game. However, they fought back. And up until about 30, 40 seconds to go in the ball game, Lady Zizzers trailed by three, 28-25, but they were forced to foul, and Republic made their free throws, and Republic wins the JV contest 33-25. Republic's JV is undefeated on the season, but the Lady Zizzers gave them all they wanted here this evening. Now it's time for varsity action. The West Plains Lady Zizzers are 17-1 on the season. The new poll is out this week, and the Lady Zizzers are still number 2 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. and Republic. Republic Lady Tigers come in at 10-5. However, Republic has had some problems since we last saw them last Friday. Republic played Olathe Kansas East last Saturday after the Lady Zizzers played Nixa, and Republic lost one of their ball players, one of their starters, Shaylin Barrett. She suffered a separated shoulder in that ball game, so she's out of the lineup. And then earlier this week in practice, the Lady Tigers lost another starter, Clara Fronnebarger, one of their leading scorers for the season. She suffered a knee injury, and we understand that she is going to miss the rest of the season. So the Republic Lady Tigers coming in at 10-5, and but they've got a long road ahead of them here to finish out the season, and hopefully the Lady Zizzers can win this contest and keep on rolling. The now, this is the championship game of the Nixa tournament. Now, this is the game that was postponed last Thursday night because the Lady Zizzers couldn't make it to Nixa for their first game of the tournament against Republic. And also, we're playing it here at Republic because Nixa has a wrestling match at their school tonight. So they just moved the game here to Republic for the championship tonight between the Lady Zizzers and the Lady Tigers, and decided to throw in a freshman and a JV game as well. So the winner of this ball game will win the tournament championship, the Nixa tournament, and the loser will take second place in the Nixa tournament. All right, we'll take another break. And when we come back, we'll have your starting lineups. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor's recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked, too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Well, I love a rainy night. Rainy nights are nice, but not if your roof is leaking at your business. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We're certified in Duralast prefabricated roof systems that are great for even the peskiest flat roofs. And we are the area's only certified Carlisle rubber roof applicator, the number one roof manufacturer in the U.S. West Plains Roofing, keeping the Ozarks covered for three generations, and we are proud to support Zizzer Girls Basketball.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. plays. Let's go, Zizzers!
Hi, I'm Ashton Judd. Did you know that the chances of injuring an ankle are 2 in every 1,000 people, and when playing sports, those chances double? Statistics are low for this type of injury, but when it does happen to you, you'll want the supportive equipment home provides, like braces and the Polar Ice Cube machine for maximum icing time. I've injured my ankle playing basketball and was glad home had the products that I needed to support a quick recovery. Call Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment at 417-256-0900 or stop by their showroom at 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains, Missouri.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Republic High School as we get ready for varsity action tonight between the West Plains Lady Zizzers and the Republic Lady Tigers. And first out, the Lady Zizzers will be introduced tonight.
They come in with a record of 17 wins and 1 loss on the season.
17-1 on the season.
Junior
Mackenzie Brunson. Senior Allie Hozapple. Senior Bree Harley. Sophomore Ashton Judd. And senior Cass Cunningham for the West Plains Lady Zizzers, who are 17-1, like we said, ranked number 4 or number 2 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. And coached by Coach Scott Womack and assisted by Cass Johnson. Now the Republic Lady Tigers with a record of 10-5. Delaney Smith is the first one out. Jazzy Kirby is next out. Jade Kirby is out next. Savannah Powell Goodman. And freshman Kamen Beckemeyer for Coach Chris Flood and his 10-5 Republic Lady Tigers. And Coach Flood assisted by Tori Mooneyham and Blaine Cullen. So I hope you're ready. I hope you've enjoyed the OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show as we get ready for some basketball action here. Lady Zizzers look to keep this train a-rolling here on track. Lady Zizzers already on the floor. Allie Hozapple will be jumping center for the Lady Zizzers as usual. And Coach Flood giving his final instructions. Here come the Lady Tigers. And let's see who will jump center for the Lady Tigers. Looks like it's going to be Beckemeyer. So we are ready to go. In this championship game, Lady Zizzers control the tip. Bree Harlan will set the offense for the West Plains Lady Zizzers. Republic will come out in a man-to-man. Bree Harlan goes left side to Cunningham. She'll come up around the top, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball on the side right by the bench there for Republic. Cass Cunningham will throw it in. And looking. Finally, she goes out top to Ashton Judd. Judd with the basketball. Down the lane, kicks it out. Cunningham on the baseline and hits the three. Cass Cunningham with the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. Lady Zizzers lead it 3-0. Smith with the basketball. Up top to Kirby. Gives it up to the other Kirby. Now Kirby kicks it up top to Smith. Coming to the left side will be Jay Kirby. Loose basketball, and it's picked up by Beckemeyer. Up top, Beckemeyer goes left side. Kirby's going to shoot the three. It's no good. And Bree Harlan, the smallest player on the floor, gets the rebound. Mackenzie Brunson brings it up, gives it to Cunningham on the right wing. Cass Cunningham down on the block. It's Judd. Judd on the baseline. Gets shut off. Now she goes into the lane. Turnaround jumper is good. Ashton Judd. Lady Zizzers with a 5-0 lead. 6:52 to go here in the first quarter. Kirby kicks it out to Kirby, down in the corner to Smith on the left side. Back up top, it's Beckemeyer. She'll go to the right side. Nope. Backs it back over to the left side now, and she'll give it up to Goodman. Around the horn to Kirby. She's going to drive, shot up. She's going to score, and we've got a foul on the Lady Zizzers. Jazzy Kirby hits the bucket. And Allie Hozapple with her first foul of the ball game, first team foul.
Team first.
And it'll be Jazzy Kirby to the free throw line to shoot one. and it's good. Lady Zizzers have a 5-3 lead, 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Full court pressure by Republic. Bree Harlan up the floor, gets it across the timeline to Judd, underneath to Hoseapple, who missed the shot but gets the rebound, puts it back up and good. Allie Hoseapple. Lady Zizzers up 5-4. Here comes Kirby the other way to the right side. Out on the wing, gives it up top now. They'll go around the horn. Becca Meyer for three, no good. Bounces and the shot up and good by Smith. Lady Zizzers were in position for the rebound, but the ball took an extra bounce on the rim, and that allowed Smith to get it and put it back in. Judd up the floor. Judd underneath, shot up. It's going to be blocked. It'll be out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Zizzers ball underneath. Cass Cunningham will throw it in. Lady Zizzers with a two-point lead here with 5:54 to go first quarter. Cunningham looking, got to get it in, finally, and it is knocked away, stolen by Republic. Now we've got a foul on the Lady Zizzers, and that's going to go, I believe, against Ashton Judd. That's her first, second team foul. And Republic will throw it in. Goodman will bring it up, right side to Kirby on the wing, down into the corner. That'll be Beckemeyer, stolen away by Cass Cunningham. Here comes Brunson up the floor with the basketball. Gets it underneath. Left all alone is Allie Hoseapple, and she scores again. Lady Zizzers lead it by 4. Kirby will bring it up the floor. Right side to Smith now. Down in the right corner is Beckemeyer. She'll drive the baseline. Shot up. No good. Ashton Judd with the rebound. And now we've got a foul on Republic on the takeaway. And that one's going to go against Goodman, her first foul, first team foul on Republic. 5:18 to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers lead it 9-5. Bree Harlan with it. And Bree Harlan throws it away. Kenzie Brunson, she was throwing it back to Brunson, but Brunson had already moved up the floor. So Republic will get the basketball. Kirby. Up top to the other Kirby. They'll give it up to Beckemeyer, coming around to Goodman now. Back up top, that's Smith. Kirby on the right wing. Kirby dribbles. Now gives it up to Beckemeyer. They'll come all the way around. Smith for the three out of the left side. It's good. And the Zizzers, Lady Zizzers lead it by 1. 9-8 with 4:45 to go first quarter. Brunson with it. Gives it to Cass Cunningham. Up the floor to Allie Hoseapple, left alone again, only this time hustling back is Beckemeyer to block the shot. And it'll be Lady Zizzers ball underneath. Lady Zizzers wanted a foul. There was some contact, but at least they'll get the ball underneath. Cunningham to throw it in. Up top to Judd. Judd in the lane. Floater is up, no good. Rebound comes down to Kirby. She'll bring it up the floor on the right side. She's trying to penetrate. Shot is no good. Hoseapple with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Gives it to Brunson. Brunson's going to bring it up the floor this time across the timeline. They'll set the offense now. Mackenzie Brunson gives it up to Judd up top. Ashton Judd now. And a couple of players have slid. Now we've got a blocking foul on Republic, and that foul, I believe, is going to be against Jade Kirby, her first, second team foul on Republic. She will come out, and into the ball game will be Ragsdale for Republic. Cunningham to throw it in under the basket, and she'll get it to Brunson. Brunson in the lane, kicks it over to Judd on the baseline, underneath Hoseapple, shot up and good. Allie Hoseapple with 6 points in the ball game. Ladies, his lead is 3. Kirby with it now. Kicks it out. Smith will shoot another 3. It's an air ball. Hoseapple with the rebound. Bree Harlan gives it up to Brunson. Brunson will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Bree Harlan on the right side. She'll go into the lane. Gets cut off now. Tries to go back door to Judd, and it's off her hands out of bounds. It'll go over to Republic. Kirby will come in, and Smith will come out for Republic. 3:33 to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers lead is 3. And that will be Ragsdale bringing it up. Kirby with it up top to the other Kirby. Now it will be Beckemeyer and Ragsdale up top to Goodman. Kirby's going to drive the lane and score. And Jay Kirby's got 5 points. Jazzy Kirby has 5 points in the contest. It's a one-point lead. Once again, all alone. Allie Hoseapple underneath. Shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Republic. And now we've got Allie Hoseapple with the foul. And Allie Hoseapple just picked up her second foul. Third team foul on the Lady Scissors. And Republic will inbound with 3:02 to go in the first quarter. Ragsdale will bring it up the floor. Right side, Beckemeyer. Down the corner is Kirby. Back up top to Beckemeyer. And Kirby's going to shoot a three. It's good. Jay Kirby, her first points of the game. And Republic has their first lead, 13-11. Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor. Gets it to Ashton Judd. And we've got a foul. No, they're going to say a walk on Ashton Judd. Drew Harris will check in. Allie Hoseapple will have to have a seat with those two fouls. And Republic will get the basketball. Ragsdale will bring it up. 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Lady Scissors trailing by two. Down into the corner is Goodman. Goodman into the lane. Loose ball picked up by Judd. Here comes Judd the other direction. And this is going to be a blocking foul on Republic. Republic didn't like that one. And let's see who they call that one on. And they didn't say who the foul was on. Third team foul, though, and Judd makes the free throw. So I believe the foul was on Jay Kirby. We'll take a look and see here. Nope, it's going to be... I have no idea who they called it on because they haven't put it up on the board. But Judd hits the free throw. She's got four in the ball game. We're tied at 13 with 2:15 to go. Out of bounds, it'll be Republic ball over on the far side. Well, they haven't credited anybody with a foul on that last one on Republic, but they put it on the board as a team foul, but not a player. We'll have to keep an eye on that and see who they finally gave his credit to on that one. Ragsdale up top, kicks it out. Kirby will shoot the three from the wing. It is no good. Loose basketball, and Cunningham will pick it up for the Lady Scissors. Gives it to Brunson, who will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Bree Harlan on the right wing now. Bree Harlan in the lane. And tried to get it to Judd. Loose ball on the floor. Still loose and going to be knocked out of bounds by Brunson. It'll go to Republic on the turnover. Lady Scissors need to do a better job of taking care of the basketball here in the early going. Ragsdale will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Kirby on the right wing. Up top, they'll kick it out to Smith now. Now it's Ragsdale on the left wing up top. That'll be, shot up and good that time by Beckemeyer. That's her first point of the ball game. Republic with a two-point lead. Brunson gives it to Cunningham. Cass Cunningham will bring it across the timeline with 1:10 to go first quarter. Cunningham with it. She'll take it to the left side. Up on top now. And it's Drew Harris back to Cunningham. Cunningham will go down the lane for a layup. Cass Cunningham, she's got 5 in the ball game, tied up at 15. Here comes Kirby the other way in a hurry. Kicks it out to Kirby. Ragsdale with it now. She'll come down the lane, and now we're going to have a blocking foul on West Plains. These officials keep this up. We're not going to have any players left to play the ball game. Drew Harris picks up the foul, her first. That's the fourth team foul. And Ragsdale to the free throw line to shoot two, and she makes the first one. 1 point lead for Republic. Ragsdale with the second free throw is good. Republic is a good free throw shooting ball club. Cunningham gets it to Brunson. Brunson now to bring it up the floor. Gets it across the timeline. Gives it back to Cunningham now. Lady Scissors to set up the offense. Judd now on the right wing. Ashton Judd Goes cross court to Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan will bring it up top now. Right side to Brunson on the wing. 22 seconds to go, first quarter. Republic with a two-point lead. Bree Harlan up top. 15 seconds to go. Bree Harlan with it. 10 seconds now. Judd up top, trying to drive, kicks it out. Cunningham will shoot the three from the wing. It's no good. And up the floor comes Republic. Beckemeyer with it, going to the hole, and she's going to travel with the basketball. There it is. The call travel. 17-15. Republic leads it over the Lady Zizzers at the end of one. We're back at 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer basketball. 1.9 the strain.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Republic High School. Lady Tigers lead the Lady Zizzers 17-15 as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. Allie Hozapple back into the ball game for the Lady Zizzers, replacing Drew Harris. And it will be Republic basketball here to start the second quarter. And Kirby with it, setting the offense. She'll come left side to the other Kirby. Smith with it, up top now Beckemeyer. Beckemeyer, well, she reverses, comes back to Smith. Smith up top, gives it up to one of the Kirbys, over to the other Kirby on the right wing. Looking to drive, kicks it out. And Lady Zizzers pick up the loose basketball. Bree Harlan with it now. See if the Lady Zizzers can capitalize on the Republic turnover. Bree Harlan across the timeline, setting the offense. Judd on the left wing. Cunningham up top. Cunningham coming down the lane. Loose basketball, picks it up. Back out to Allie Hozapple. Bree Harlan over to Ashton Judd on the left wing. Judd trying to drive in the lane, pulls up for the jumper. It's good. Ashton Judd with 6 points in the ball game. Tied up at 17. Kirby right back down the floor to the other Kirby on the right wing. Up top, Beckemeyer. They'll swing it around the horn. Goodman with it on the left side. Up top to Kirby. Back to Goodman, who will put up the three. It's no good. Brunson with the rebound. Here come the Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Bree Harlan will bring it across the timeline. Republic in a man-to-man. Bree Harlan down the lane, and she's going to travel with the basketball. So now Republic with the basketball. Kirby will walk it up the floor. That'll be Jazzy Kirby. Now it's Goodman up top to Ragsdale. Back to, or Smith, I should say, back to Kirby on the right wing. Up top, that's Goodman. They'll bring it over to the left side. Smith with it. Kirby back to Smith on the left wing. Up top, it's Beckemeyer trying to drive. She'll bring it back out. Smith up top to Kirby. Now it's back to the other Kirby. Back up top. Kirby will shoot the long three. It's no good. And it's going to be off the Lady Zizzers, out of bounds. Republic basketball underneath. Brunson and Judd both fighting for the rebound. It went off their hands, out of bounds. And Kirby will throw it in. Smith with it. Up top, that's going to be Goodman. Kirby on the left wing, pulls up, shot blocked by Judd. Brunson with it, and we got a jump ball. It'll go to the Lady Zizzers. 5:49 to go, second quarter, and we're all tied up at 17. Now full court. Pressure once again by Republic. Brunson with the basketball. Brunson got to get it up. And Cunningham lost it, fell down. Republic picks up the ball and politely just throws it out of bounds on the baseline. So Lady Zizzers avoid a problem there. Ragsdale checks back in, and Kirby's going to come out of the ball. Oh, wait a minute. Who's coming out of the ball game? Somebody came out of the ball game. Have no idea. But we found out who the third foul was on. It was Jazzy Kirby. All right. And Lady Zizzers are going to call a timeout. 5:25 to go, first half, tied up at 17. And we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, and being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Republic High School. Lady Zizzers with the basketball, and Bree Harlan will bring it up across the timeline. Brunson on the right wing. Gives it up to Judd at the free throw line. Back door to Cunningham, who missed the layup, but she's fouled. Cass Cunningham going to the free throw line to shoot two. And let's see. Beckemeyer, I believe. Beckemeyer, that's her first. 14 foul on Republic. And Cass Cunningham to shoot two free throws. She makes the first one. Cass has got 6 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers have a 1 point lead. Second free throw from Cunningham is good as well. Kind of rolls around, but it goes in. Lady Zizzers lead by two. Kirby gives it up to Ragsdale. Now Smith with it up top. Beckemeyer. Beckemeyer reverses at the free throw line. Jumper is up, no good. And it's going to go to the Lady Zizzers. I thought that one went off Cass Cunningham's hands, but apparently it didn't.
30-second timeout.
And Republic calls a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Republic. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Brunson with it. And she's going to get the basketball. Gives it up to Cunningham. Lady Zizzers going to get it across the timeline. They finally do. And now they'll set the offense up. Cunningham. And it's going to be stolen away. Here comes Kirby. Gives it up to Smith. Now Ragsdale up top. That'll be Goodman. Beckemeyer down the corner is Goodman on the left side. Cunningham knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Republic ball on the side. Neither team playing very good here in the first half. Kirby with it. Up top. Gives it up to Smith. Over to Ragsdale on the right side. Up top to Goodman. Back to Ragsdale. Free throw line. And Brunson steals the basketball. Up the floor, Judd will pull up for the jump shot. No good. And it'll be Beckemeyer with the rebound. She'll bring it up the other way. Beckemeyer pulls up for the jump shot. It's good. And the Lady Zizzers cannot make mistakes. I mean, Republic can shoot the ball pretty good. Brunson across the floor, across the timeline, should say, gives it up to Bree Harlan. We're all tied up at 19 with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Bree Harlan out near half court, gives it up, and Brunson's going to get knocked in the face. Accidentally that time, I believe, is Goodman. It is Goodman. So that's the second foul on Goodman, 15 foul on Republic. And Ragsdale will have a seat. So let's see. Cunningham will throw it in. Brunson gets it underneath. Hoseapple shot up. No good. Loose basketball picked up by Republic. And here they come the other way. And it'll be Smith up top to Kirby. Kirby to the other Kirby on the left wing. Up top, Beckmeyer. They'll go Goodman on the right wing. And it's knocked out of bounds by Brunson. And now, let's see, Goodman will come out, and Ward will come in for Republic. Republic will inbound on the side, up top. That'll be Smith back to Kirby. Kirby brings it up top, gives it the other Kirby. Now it's Smith on the left wing. Smith will dribble up top. Now it's Beckmeyer on the left wing. They'll go down to Ward on the post, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Judd. It'll be Republic ball. Down at the end of the Lady Zither bench. 3 minutes to go, second quarter, all tied up at 19. Smith up top, Kirby. Now it's Beckmeyer on the left wing. She'll go up top now. She'll bring it back to Kirby. Kirby now across to Smith, back up top to Kirby. Kirby trying to drive, kicks it out. The other Kirby will set the ball up. It's no good. Brunson with a rebound for the Lady Zizzers. And Mackenzie Brunson bringing it up the floor. Gets it to Hoseapple. She'll back it out. Cunningham's going to shoot the three from the top of the key. It's no good. And rebound to Republic. Here comes Kirby the other way. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds. And it will be Republic ball underneath. Kirby will throw it in under the basket. On the baseline for Republic, out top. And now it's Kirby on the right wing for three. It's no good. Ashton Judd with the rebound, and we've got a foul. And that one's going to go against Republic. And that's Jay Kirby's second foul. 16 foul on Republic. Ragsdale will come back in. And Kirby will come out. Lady Zizzers will inbound. Brunson with the basketball now. 2:20 to go. Second quarter. Still tied at 19. Mackenzie Brunson across the timeline with it now. She'll come back and gives it to Judd at the free throw line. Judd in the lane. Shot up, and that's an offensive foul on Ashton Judd. That'll be her second. 15 foul. And Coach Womack wants to know. He's arguing with the official. Now he's shaking his head. No, I don't blame him. Didn't look like an offensive foul to me. Ragsdale with it to Kirby. Kirby up top now to Smith. Back to Kirby on the left wing. She's going to drive. Kicks it inside to Ward. Ward missed the shot. Judd with the rebound. Ashton Judd with it. She'll bring it up across the timeline. Top of the key, Judd. Judd. She'll pull up now and shoot the jumper. It's in and out. Rolled around and came out. Here comes Kirby up the floor on the left side, dribbling. And it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Republic ball underneath. Coach Womack is not happy down there on the bench, folks. I don't know if it's the officials or the ladies' is her play or the fact that the shots aren't falling or all of the above. But a minute and a half to go, second quarter. Republic with the basketball. We're tied at 19. Ragsdale up top. Smith on the left wing. Smith up top now. Back to Smith on the left wing. Kirby up top. Kirby with it. Gives it up to Beckmeyer. Beckmeyer trying to drive, and now we got a blocking foul on Bree Harlan. That's her first. Seventh, 16 foul on the Lady Zizzers. So one more foul either way, and we're shooting free throws. Republic will inbound, and let's see, Drew Harris is going to check in right now. Allie Hoseapple is going to come out of the ball game. So now, Kirby up top, minute 5 to go, second quarter, still tied at 19. Beckmeyer gives it up to Smith up top now. Ragsdale on the left wing, up top to Kirby. Kirby right side to Smith. Up top, Beckemeyer. They go inside to Ward. Loose basketball, and Lady Zizzer's going to pick it up. Cass Cunningham will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Cunningham all the way down, comes down the right baseline. She slips. They're going to call a travel on her. And that is the third time we've seen a player slip on this floor. And we saw a player slipping on the floor in the JV game as well. So I don't know what's going on down there, but 25 seconds. Republic with the ball, and we're tied at 19. Kirby with it. Looks like Republic looking for the last shot or an easy basket. Whichever comes first, Petta Collins is into the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. And now they go up top. That'll be Ragsdale. 6 seconds. Ragsdale goes to Smith on the right wing. Beckemeyer up top. 2 seconds. Now one, and they didn't get the shot off. All tied up, 19-19. That's a half. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256. 9452. Go Zizzers.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Republic High School. All tied up, 19-19. The Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show for the Lady Zizzers. 7 points in the first half for Cass Cunningham. Ashton Judd has 6. Allie Hoseapple with 6. And nobody's in foul trouble for Republic. 5 points for Smith. Jazzy Kirby with 5. 3 for Jake Kirby. 2 for Ragsdale and 4 for Beckemeyer. And nobody in foul trouble in the first half. It was 17-15. Republic led at the end of the first quarter. And a high-scoring affair in the second quarter as the Lady Zizzers outscored Republic 4-2 in the second quarter. And the reason for that was very simple. A lot of turnovers and a lot of missed shots in that second quarter. But we're all tied up 19-19 here at the half. Lady Zizzers simply just are going to have to play better, cut down on the turnovers, and they need their shots to start falling in this second half if they're going to come out of here with a victory and they nick the tournament championship. 19-19 is your score. The Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. We'll be back with more in just a little bit. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to HirschFeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly into the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free.
So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to, outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Did you know that your car made a New Year's resolution to be sure to get regular maintenance? Yep, but your vehicle needs you to help make that happen. It's pretty easy. Just bring it to Don's Auto Service. Their expert technicians are trained on all new technology and are there to help keep your car's New Year's resolution. And if your car asked for tires for Christmas and didn't get them, it's a great time to buy with rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service on Port Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Are raindrops falling on your head? Well, that's not good if you're indoors. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and our full residential crew guarantees quality work done in a timely, professional manner at a fair price. West Plains Roofing, we've been keeping the Ozarks covered for three generations, and we are proud to support Zizzer Girls Basketball. Go Zizzers!
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Hi, I'm Ashton Judd. Did you know that the chances of injuring an ankle are 2 in every 1,000 people, and when playing sports, those chances double? Statistics are low for this type of injury, but when it does happen to you, you'll want the supportive equipment home provides, like braces and the Polar Ice Cube machine for maximum icing time. I've injured my ankle playing basketball and was glad home had the products that I needed to support a quick recovery. Call Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment at 417-256-0900 or stop by their showroom at 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains, Missouri.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Republic High School. It's the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. And we're all tied up 19-19, the Lady Zizzers and the Lady Tigers of Republic. Want to thank our sponsors for the ball game here tonight. Mayfield Auto Repair, West Plains Roofing, the Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls, Anytime Fitness, Negri Plumbing, also Parkway Beauty Academy, J&J Recovery and Towing, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, Toyota, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Hurst Feed and Farm Supply, Don's Auto Service, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedic, Mountain Home West Plains and Harrison, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Our boosters for the ball game tonight: Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, West Plains and Thayer, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. All tied up at 19-19. Winner of this game gets the championship of the Nixus Tournament. And Lady Zizzers would really like to have that championship flag down there. Now, tomorrow night, we'll be in Bolivar. The West Plains Zizzer boys will be first-round action at the Bolivar Tournament in Bolivar. They will take on Branson tomorrow at 5:30. We'll have that game for you right here on the radio. So tune in tomorrow, 5:30, for the West Plains Zizzer Boys and Branson. West Plains beat Branson by 16 points last Friday night at the West Plains High School gym. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll have your third quarter of play. It's the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Ladies, Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256. 9452. Go Zizzers.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Republic High School. It is the West Plains Lady Zizzers, the Republic Lady Tigers. Lady Zizzers are on the floor. Republic will get the basketball to start the third quarter here. We're all tied up at 19-19. The original starters for the Lady Zizzers out on the floor. Lady Zizzers will start off with a 1-3-1 zone offense here in the
Republic ball to start the second half.
In the second half, to start the second half, I guess you could say. All right, here comes Republic, and it'll be their original starting lineup as well. All right, Kirby with the basketball gives it up to Beckemeyer up top, over to Goodman. Now that'll be Smith back up top to Kirby, over to the other Kirby, and now Beckemeyer on the right wing. She'll dribble up top. Brings it to Kirby on the wing. She'll shoot the three, no good, and Beckemeyer runs down the rebound. Beckemeyer on the left wing gives it up to Smith now up top. Back to Beckemeyer on the left wing. She'll dribble into the lane. Now kicks it out. Kirby on the right side, down on the baseline, in the lane. There's an offensive foul on the inside as Cass Cunningham just got nailed. I don't know what the Republic folks are complaining about. Beckemeyer just turned with her left shoulder and just knocked Cass Cunningham to the floor. Bronson will bring the ball up the floor, and she'll back it out for the Lady Zizzers up top. And now she comes around the right side. And now there's a foul on Smith. Her first foul for Republic. That's the second team foul already here. In the third quarter, Cass Cunningham will throw it in on the baseline for the Lady Zizzers. Gives it to Allie Hoseapple, and she'll score the basket on the inside. Allie's got 8 points to lead the Lady Zizzers, and they lead it by two. Up top is Beckemeyer. Now it's Kirby. Goodman on the right side down in the corner. Back up top to Kirby. Smith with it around the horn to Kirby on the left wing. Back up top, Goodman. They'll bring it to the right side with Beckemeyer on the wing. She'll try to drive. Pull-up jumper is no good. Ashton Judd with the rebound. Brunson gets it. Gives it up to Bree Harlan. Here come the Lady Zizzers across the timeline. Bree Harlan on the left side. Goes up top now. On the right wing up top. Cunningham will shoot the three, and it's no good this time. Beckemeyer with the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor for Republic, and it's going to be knocked out by Mackenzie Brunson. Republic ball underneath. 6:22 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers up by two. And Kirby will throw it in to Beckemeyer. Up top to Smith. Around the horn they go to Kirby on the left wing. Beckemeyer up top. Beckemeyer trying to drive Kirby. Now it's Smith on the right wing. Up top, that's Kirby. And around the left side, shot is up off the glass and good by Kirby for three. Republic leads it by one. Folks, I guarantee you she couldn't do that again if she had 100 tries. Cass Cunningham will drive it down the lane. Shot up and good. And they're going to call Cass Cunningham for an offensive foul. That'll be the first foul on Cass Cunningham, first team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And here comes Republic. Kirby with it up top to Beckmeyer. It'll be Smith. Over Kirby on the left wing, up top to the other Kirby. Now, let's see. Goodman puts the shot up, no good. Allie Hoseapple with the rebound. Gives it up to Brunson. 5:28 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers trailing by one. Brunson will come down the lane. And it's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Republic. Should have been a blocking foul on Beckemeyer, but they didn't call it. Beckemeyer was moving. There was a collision. Ball goes out of bounds, and they give it to Republic. Republic with the basketball. Kirby on the left wing. Beckemeyer up top now. Gives it back to Kirby up top. They'll come right side to Goodman, up top to the other Kirby. Now it's Smith on the left wing. Kirby up top. Now they try to go underneath, and it's out of bounds. Kirby just threw it straight to the, to the wall, basically. Lady Zizzers with it, full court pressure, and it's stolen away. And now they're going to get Bree Harlan for a blocking foul. Bree Harlan picks up her second. That's the second team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And Republic will inbound the basketball. Lady Zizzers are getting the short end of the stick here in the third quarter. And Kirby for three, no good. Judd trying to get the rebound, finally gets it. And now we've got a foul. It's going to be on Republic. Smith just picked up her second, fourth team foul. Fourth team foul on Republic. Bree Harlan with the basketball. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers trail by one. Judd on the left wing. Cass Cunningham up top. And it's stolen away by Smith up the floor. And she, it's going to be saved into the hands of Bree Harlan. Here come the Lady Zizzers the other way. Cass Cunningham with it. Now they get it to Allie Hoseapple underneath. She scores on the layup. And Allie Hoseapple's got 10 points in the ballgame. Lady Zizzers up by one. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Smith on the left wing. Up top to Beckemeyer. She'll bring it to the right side to Kirby. Back up top to Smith. Now it's Ragsdale. She travels with the basketball. She fell down on her own. And Republic wants timeout. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 23-22. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train. Well, I love
rainy nights are nice, but not if your roof is leaking at your business. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We're certified in Duralast prefabricated roof systems that are great for even the peskiest flat roofs. And we are the area's only certified Carlisle rubber roof applicator, the number one roof manufacturer in the U.S. West Plains Roofing, keeping the Ozarks covered for three generations, and we are proud to support Zizzer Girls Basketball.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Republic. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead it by one, 23-22. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. They'll inbound on the side. And Mackenzie Brunson with it. They'll clear out and let Mackenzie bring the ball up the floor. Now she gives it to Bree Harlan. Bree will bring it across the timeline. And Ashton Judd at the free throw line inside. Brunson shot up. It will not fall. Beckemeyer, I tell you, folks, Beckemeyer bringing it down the floor, drives straight to the basket and missed the shot. Cunningham with the rebound. Here comes Brunson the other way across the timeline. Mackenzie Brunson down the lane, kicks it out. Bree Harlan for three. It's good. Bree Harlan with the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. Lady Zizzers up 5-4. 3:10 to go third quarter. Up top is Kirby. Down in the corner now, Ragsdale going to drive the baseline. Shot up, no good. Brunson with the rebound. Lady Scissors with it, and Brunson slipped, but she was able to keep dribbling the ball. Here comes Bree Harlan up the lane. She'll give it to Allie Hoseapple. Back to Brunson. Brunson free throw line. Mackenzie Brunson now gives it to Ashton Judd in the lane. Shot up, no good. Beckemeyer with the rebound. They'll give it to Kirby. She'll bring it across the timeline. Kirby to Smith on the left wing. Back to Kirby. Up top, Beckemeyer is going to shoot the three, and it's no good. Cunningham with the rebound. Cass Cunningham up the floor to Judd. Up to Hoseapple underneath, and Hoseapple is going to get fouled by Beckemeyer. That'll be the third on Beckemeyer, and Allie Hoseapple is going to the free throw line to shoot two. Allie Hoseapple to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. Allie hit the first one. And Allie's got 11 points in the ball game. She's the leading scorer. Here comes the second free throw from Allie Hoseapple. And it's good. Allie's got 12 in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 6. 2:15 to go third quarter. Kirby with it. Gets it to the other Kirby. Now gives it up to Goodman, I believe. Now it's back to Kirby. Up top to the other Kirby. Back to the Kirby on the left wing. Shot is up, in and out, no good. And Ashton Judd with the rebound. Here comes Cass Cunningham up the floor with the basketball. Allie Hoseapple in the corner. Back to Cunningham on the right wing. Up top, that'll be Bree Harlan with it now. Bree Harlan goes to the right side. Inside, Cass Cunningham down on the block. Shot up, gets her own rebound. Shot back up and scores. Cass Cunningham with 9 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it by 8. Kirby with it. And Republic wants another timeout. Minute 33 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead it 30-22. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Hi, I'm Ashton Judd. Did you know that the chances of injuring an ankle are 2 in every 1,000 people, and when playing sports, those chances double? Statistics are low for this type of injury, but when it does happen to you, you'll want the supportive equipment home provides, like braces and the Polar Ice Cube machine for maximum icing time. I've injured my ankle playing basketball and was glad home had the products that I needed to support a quick recovery. Call Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment at 417-256-0900 or stop by their showroom at 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains, Missouri.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Republic High School. Minute 33 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead it 30-22. And let's see. Republic will get the basketball on the side. Kirby up top now. Gives it to Goodman on the left side. Back up top to Kirby. Now it's right side to Smith. Up top to Goodman. Left side to Kirby. Up top to the other Kirby. Left side now, that's the other Kirby. Now they go up top to Goodman. Back to Kirby. Right side to the other Kirby. Back to Kirby on the right side. Now Goodman will shoot the three from the wing. It's no good. Judd with the rebound. Brunson will slow it down, bring it up the floor. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead it by 8. Brunson with the basketball on the right wing. Picks up the dribble, gives it to Allie Hoseapple. Allie with the basketball now. Picks up her dribble, and she's going to throw it into the backcourt. So it'll be turnover on the Lady Zizzers, and Republic will get it on the side. Lady Zizzers have got to cut down on these turnovers. Kirby with the basketball, 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Now they go underneath. Ward kicks it back out to Kirby. Back up top now to Smith. 30 seconds to go, third quarter, and Allie Hoseapple steps in front and steals the basketball. Brunson with it now to bring it up the floor, gives it to Bree Harlan across the timeline. 22 seconds to go, third quarter, and the Lady Zizzers lead it by 8. Brunson with it, 17 seconds. Mackenzie Brunson and Brunson. And loose basketball stolen away, and here's Goodman the other way to score on the layup. Goodman's first points of the ball game. And we got a foul. And they don't like it here in Republic, but it was a foul they committed on Bree Harlan. And that'll be on Smith. That's three on Smith. That's a 16 foul. One more, and the Lady Zizzers get to shoot free throws. There's only 0.9 seconds, so Cunningham's going to have to get it to somebody to just heave it up there. And Judd gets the shot off, and it almost went in. 30-24, Lady Zizzers with the lead at the end of three. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004. Knee to toe? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Republic as we get ready to start the fourth quarter play. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball. They lead it by 6. Bree Harlan across the timeline, sets the offense. She'll come left side, gives it to Cunningham. Cunningham up top now with the basketball. She'll back it out a little ways. Now she'll try again. Hits for the lane, and it's going to be loose, but picked up by Allie Hoseapple. Back to Cass Cunningham underneath. Shot up and good. Cass Cunningham's got 11. Lady Zizzers lead it by 8. Ragsdale with the basketball. Gives it to Kirby. Over to the other Kirby on the left wing. Up top to Beckemeyer. Beckemeyer with it. Back to Ragsdale. Back up top to Kirby. It'll be Kirby over to Goodman. Ragsdale up top to Kirby. She'll shoot the three. It's no good. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. 7:07 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it 32-24. Brunson with it. And here comes Republic with that full court pressure. Bree Harlan back to Brunson. Got to get it up the floor now. They'll give it to Hoseapple across the timeline. Allie Hoseapple gives it back to Bree Harlan. Lady Zizzers with an 8-point lead. See if they can run a little bit of time now here. They'll give it to Brunson. And it's a loose ball on the floor. Going to have a jump ball. It'll go to Republic on the change of possession. Neither team doing a very good job of controlling the basketball in this ball game. Too many turnovers both ways. Ragsdale gives it up. Now Ragsdale back up to Kirby. They try to go inside. Beckemeyer on the jumpers. No good. Hoseapple with the rebound. Gives it to Bree Harlan. Here come the Lady Zizzers. 6:20 to go here in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by 8. Brunson with it. Back to Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan gets it to Cunningham. Backdoor, Brunson, and she scores on the layup. And that is the first points of the ball game for Mackenzie Brunson, if you can believe that, folks. And the Lady Zizzers have a 10-point lead. Ragsdale to Goodman down the right corner. She'll go the baseline. Back up top, Kirby to shoot the three. It's no good. Cunningham with the rebound. Lady Zizzers with it. Cass Cunningham will bring it up the floor, across the timeline, kicks it to Judd. Underneath, Allie Hoseapple lost the handle on it, was knocked away. up the floor to Beckemeyer. Cunningham back, and it's going to be, they're going to call Cunningham for a block. They're going to count the basket for Republic, and that was a bad call right there. Cass Cunningham was back, set, and she was just run over that time by Beckemeyer. Beckemeyer with the free throw, missed it. Judd with the rebound. 8-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Judd will bring it up. Gives it up to Bree Harlan on the right side. Bree Harlan now up top. Gives it to Cass Cunningham. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Lady Zizzers up by 8. Cass Cunningham. And timeout called by the Lady Zizzers. 5:18 to go in the ball game. 34-26. Lady Zizzers with the lead, and we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Republic. 5:18 to go here in the ballgame. And the Lady Zizzers, with a 34-26 lead, they have the basketball. Bree Harlan up top. Man-to-man defense by Republic. Cass Cunningham. And Cass Cunningham was pushed backwards. And that should be, well, they're going to give it to Republic. Surprise, surprise. Republic will get the basketball. Beckemeyer just dribbled above her head, and they didn't call anything. Goodman with it up top to Kirby. Kirby on the right wing down the lane, kicks it out. It's blocked by Judd, and they're going to get Judd for the foul. And Judd had all ball. That's what Coach Womack's telling the official. That's the third on Ashton Judd, fourth on the Lady Zizzers. Kirby at the free throw line. Missed the first free throw. And now all of a sudden, Republic lost a team foul off the board. They had 6 a while ago, now they have 5, and she missed the second free throw. Cass Cunningham with the rebound, gets it to Brunson, who'll bring it up the floor. Brunson to Judd, inside the lane, and Judd had it blocked, and there's no foul there. Goodman, and she scores on the other end. Same play, but no foul on the West Plains end. Brunson with it now. Lady Zizzers are going to have to fight really hard for this one, and it's stolen by Smith. And it's a 6-point lead, but Republic has the ball again. Kirby on the left wing, 4:15 to go in the ball game. Smith down into the corner is Goodman. She'll drive and miss the shot. Judd just got hammered inside, no call. And now we're going to have a foul, and who are they going to call it on? And it's called on Brunson. Mackenzie Brunson picks up her first. You've got to be kidding me. She was on the bottom of the pile. She's the one that got knocked to the floor. Smith with it. Gives it to Goodman. Lady Zizzers are in a fight. They're playing 5-on-8 right now here at Republic. Kirby with the basketball. Up top to the other Kirby. Kirby on the left wing. It'll be Smith up top. Right side to Kirby. Kirby with it. She just double dribbled, and they finally called it. I thought Coach Womack was going to come out of his skin if they didn't blow the whistle there. Bree Harlan brings it across the timeline and gets it to Cunningham. Cunningham just got pushed with no foul. And now it's stolen away. Here comes Beckemeyer the other way. This time she does run over, and they call the foul. Beckemeyer just picked up her fourth foul, charging. So it's about time. The same play as a while ago, only they didn't call it. They called blocking on Cunningham this time. Cunningham with it. And it's up the floor and stolen again by Republic. Lady Zizzers act like they don't want to win the ball game, and it's made by Beckemeyer. And Womack calls a timeout. The Lady Zizzer lead is down to four with 3:14 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Republic. 3:14 to go in the game. Lady Zizzers lead at 34-30, but Republic has come charging back here. Bree Harlan with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor, gives it to Cunningham. Up to Brunson, who gets it across the timeline. Lady Zizzer's best thing. And Brunson finally gets the ball back. It's knocked out of her hand. Up top to Cunningham. Back to Brunson. Brunson with the basketball. Lady Zizzer's, they need to just run some clock here if they can. Judd with it. Judd into the lane. Kicks it to Bree Harlan. Back up to Brunson. Lady Zizzer's looking for a good shot here. Brunson up top to Allie Hoseapple. Allie gets it to Cunningham. Cunningham up top now. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Cunningham underneath Bree Harlan. Back out to Allie Hoseapple. Back to Cunningham up top. Cass Cunningham. And now they get it over to Bree Harlan. 2:15 to go in the ball game. Bree Harlan back to Cass Cunningham. One more foul on Republic, and the Lady Zizzers can shoot free throws the rest of the ball game. Allie Hoseapple underneath, and that's an offensive foul on Allie Hoseapple driving the baseline. Now both teams have 6 fouls apiece. A foul either way, and the other is going to be shooting free throws. 2:04 to go in the ball game, and Republic has the basketball. Lady Zizzer lead is 4. Kirby brings it up. Left side to Kirby. Now it's Goodman on the left wing. She'll come up top, gives it to Smith, over to Kirby, down in the right corner to Kirby, back up to Kirby. They'll go inside. It's knocked away and stolen by the Lady Zizzers. Brunson will bring it up. Lady Zizzers will try to run some more time, and now there's a foul on Smith. That's her fourth, and Mackenzie Brunson will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Normally, I'd say this is a good thing, but McKenzie hasn't had good luck at the free throw line tonight, and the Lady Zizzers haven't had good luck. Here's the first one, and it's good. McKenzie gets her third point of the ball game. It's a 5-point Lady Zizzer lead. Second free throw from McKenzie Brunson. She missed it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Republic ball. Minute 40 to go, and the Lady Zizzer lead is 35-30. Lady Zizzers will fall back into that 1-3-1 zone defense. Kirby to bring it up. Gives it to Goodman up top. Kirby on the left wing, up top to the other Kirby. They'll come right side, Goodman. Goodman with a three-pointer is off the glass and good. And the Lady Zizzer lead is 2 with a minute 24 to go in a ball game. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to HirschFeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Republic. Lady Zizzers with a 35-33 lead. Minute 24 to go in the game. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Cass Cunningham to throw it in. Gets it to Bree Harlan. Back to Cunningham. Cass Cunningham with it. She'll bring it up the side. Now they got to get it across the timeline. Bree Harlan does that. Now she gets it back to Cunningham. Minute 10 to go. Lady Zizzer's going to try to run the clock out, looks like. Cunningham on the right side, and there's a foul on Kirby. And that'll be the second on Jazzy Kirby. And Cass Cunningham to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. That is the eighth team foul on Republic. Cass Cunningham shooting the 1-1. Here comes the first free throw. And it is good, folks. Barely good. It rolled around before it fell in. Lady Zizzer lead is 3 with a minute 4 to go. Second free throw from Cass Cunningham is good. Cass has got 13 in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 4. 1 minute to go. Kirby with the basketball. To Kirby. Goodman on the left wing. Beckmeyer up top. Beckmeyer comes to the right side now, back up top to Goodman. Kirby on the left wing. Kirby trying to drive, kicks it out. There's the three. It's no good, but the rebound is Brunson. Brunson gets it up to Cass Cunningham. 38 seconds to go. Lady Zizzer's 4-point lead up the floor to Hoseapple. Judd was all alone. They didn't see her. And now Allie Hoseapple's going to get fouled with 30 seconds to go. That'll be the ninth team foul. So a 1-1 for Allie Hoseapple coming up. And Jade Curry just picked up her third foul. Allie Hoseapple to shoot the 1-1. And she makes the first one. Allie's having a pretty good ball game. She's got 13 in the game. It's a 5-point Lady Zizzer lead. And she makes the second one. Allie's got 14 points, and Lady Zizzers call timeout with 30 seconds to go. They lead it by 6. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The school sports season is upon us, and Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. The three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See Knox Orthopedics at 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Republic High School. 30 seconds to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers have a 39-33 lead over the Republic Tigers. At stake is the championship of the NICSA tournament. And the Lady Zizzers with that 17-1 record, they would really like to be 18-1. They haven't played very well tonight. But if they can get out of here with a win, they would really appreciate it. All right, Republic will get the basketball. Lady Zizzers extend the defense a little bit. Now they back up. Here comes Goodman, gives it to Kirby. Kirby up top to Beckmeyer. Back to Goodman, who will shoot a long three. It's no good. Cunningham with the rebound, and Republic needs to foul. Brunson, and she's going to get fouled now. Mackenzie Brunson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Let's see who the foul is going to get called on. Jazzy Kirby just picked up her third. That's a chance team foul. So two shots for Mackenzie Brunson. See if she can ice this one with 14 seconds to go in the game. She hits the first one. Mackenzie's got four in the ball game. Lady Zitzers lead it by seven. Second free throw for Mackenzie Brunson is no good. Beckemeyer will bring it up the floor. Beckemeyer, the right side, dribbles and scores the layup. 5 seconds to go. Lady Zizzers are going to get out of here with the championship trophy and a win. It's all over. Lady Zizzers win it 40-35 over the Republic Lady Tigers. We'll take a break and we'll come back with your Shelter Insurance and direct on the West Plains post-game show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes. Book a hotel room and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my Shelter Insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked, too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Republic. It is the Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains post-game show. The West Plains Lady Zizzers have just defeated the Republic Lady Tigers by the score of 40-35 to claim the championship trophy of the NICSA tournament. And let's run it down for you for the Lady Zizzers. Allie Hoseapple led the way with 14 points. Cass Cunningham with 13. 6 for Ashton Judd, 3 for Bree Harlan, and 4 for Mackenzie Brunson. For the Republic Lady Tigers, 5 for Smith. Kirby with 5, 6 with the other Kirby, 7 for Goodman, 2 points for Ragsdale, and Beckmeyer led the way with 10 points. Lady Zizzers led, trailed 17-15 at the end of 1. They are tied up 19-19 at the half. Lady Zizzers led at 30-24 at the end of 3. They win at 40-35 over the Republic Lady Tigers to go 18-1 on the season. And like we said, they win the NICSA Invitational Championship. Republic takes second place in the NICSA tournament. And the Lady Zizzers now will have some time off. Next Monday, they will travel to Lebanon to take on the Lady Yellow Jacket. All right, we'll take a break and the Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains post-game show. When we come back, we'll have your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor's recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more more information, call 417-256-1745.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman of West Plains Post Game Show. It's time now for your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game. And the Player of the Game tonight, Allie Hosapple. Allie scored 14 points in the ball game tonight. And she's usually not the high scorer, but she did the work on the boards rebounding. She also got in there diving after loose balls, but she comes up with 14 points as well. And we're going to give her the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game. Lady Scissors will play Lebanon next Monday night at Lebanon. The freshman game should start around 4:30 with the JV and varsity to follow. Now, we'll have Scissor Boys action for you tomorrow night from the Bolivar Tournament when the Scissor Boys will take on Branson at 5:30 in the Bolivar Tournament. We'll have that game for you right here on 100.9 The Train. Lady Scissors win the freshman contest tonight 53-45. They lose the JV contest 33-25. They win the varsity game 40-35. Want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight: Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains and Harrison, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman, Toyota, Harley Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, The Scissor Zone, Patty Ingles, West Plains Roofing, and Mayfield Auto Repair, all of West Plains. Our boosters tonight: Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. Lady Scissors win it. They win the NICSA Championship of the NICSA Tournament. I hope you've enjoyed Lady Scissor Basketball tonight. We want to thank D. Ryan back at the studios for doing another fine job. I'm Ramblin' Rick. We hope you've enjoyed Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train. Good night.